Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me give you all 4 scores from this past weekend really quick, Bo, and then I got a question. You got Clemson against Texas, Clemson 24, Texas 38, Tennessee 17, Ohio State 42, SMU 10, Penn State 38, Indiana 17, Notre Dame 27. Which of these 4 games was the best game, Bo? Which one was the best game to watch on television?
Hands down, Clemson and Texas.
You think so?
Because
there was a sliver of time where you felt like they might get it.
Well, but they stormed back. I thought Cade Klubnik played pretty well. They stormed back. I didn't know. And James over at Twin, I was at Twin Peaks for my appearance on Saturday. Shout out to a couple of guys, including Edder, who came by and hung out with me for a few. But I'm talking with James, who's kind of, you know, the owner operator, managing partner of a lot of these Twin Peaks. And he was telling me that, I didn't even know this, that Quinn Ewers and Cade Klubnik apparently went at it in high school.
No kidding.
As far they had a game, and I think Klubnik beat
Ewers.
A couple
Texas guys.
Yeah. But I thought that game was the most in doubt late. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. There was a sliver of time where you were like, this might just happen. All chalk throughout the weekend. Look, man, the college football playoff has had better days. Now, look, I'm a Bama guy. I'm not going to sit here, though, and try to tell you they picked the wrong teams. I don't think they did.
Can I say this?
Sure.
They didn't. I have no problem with the teams. I have a problem with the amount of teams. And I always had a problem with the amount of teams. I said this from there. The average score, average margin of victory in all the years of the 4-team playoff was 15.6 in the semis.
Yeah.
None of that changed.
Yeah.
Got worse.
Yeah, it got worse. I've been around long enough to remember Bama playing Michigan State. There's been blowouts. There's been blowouts since you went to the 4-team playoff. I mean, Georgia TCU was the worst game I've ever seen. I don't think I've ever seen a worse game to watch on television. That was the national title game. So when you look at it from that perspective, I get it. There's a lot of people that are having hindsight that are looking back and saying, hey, you picked the wrong teams. This team didn't deserve to be on the field. This team did. There's nothing, though, that tells me that Miami, Bama, South Carolina, Ole Miss, that there was not a chance that any of them would get blown out, because all of them individually at times this year have been blown out in football games against good opponents. It's one of those things. Well, so I'm not going to sit here and try to hindsight you. I know that's been one of the popular things this weekend. Was it great football? Absolutely not. I was not glued to any of these games.
Well, was Tennessee suddenly not deserving?
Yeah.
Because everyone told me how deserving they were until they went to Ohio State and got, you know, just I don't even know
they
what you
throttled.
Would call that.
They got throttled.
Now the defense, after it became 21-0, they get it to 21-10. The defense kind of held their water for a little bit, but Ohio State was utterly dominant.
Yes, they were,
and that's the best Ohio State I've seen in years.
That's and that goes back to my point. I said this about the T's headed to break. There was one team to me was above all else. It was Ohio State. You could make look, if you're a Notre Dame fan, I apologize. If you're a Penn State fan, the Fighting Mike Contis, I am sorry. All right, the best team this weekend, not saying in the college football playoff, the best team that played this weekend was Ohio State, which made it even more head-scratching to me that just a couple of weeks ago, you lost to a bad Michigan
team. So who's the second? Who was the second best team? Because I think you can make an argument for Penn State.
You can make an argument for Penn State.
They were pretty dominant.
I don't know that See, I thought Texas at times looked really good as well. They made some mistakes. Arch Manning, I think he adds something to that offense. They made some mistakes, but I think Clemson,
they played with their food too much.
Kicked it around.
Yeah.
Kicked it around a little bit.
I can't say the same. And Notre Dame even did a little bit as well. I thought Penn State and Ohio State had the best performances, because at no point with those games were pretty much not in doubt.
I don't know, but here's why I have trouble saying the Penn State thing. It reminds me of the old Simpsons clip when the kid's like, he's dead already. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the SMU had absolutely no answer, and Penn State never had to alter from their game plan. It was just like, you have nothing you can do to us, and we're just going to keep clubbing you in the backfield.
But isn't that like,
well, I think it's worth showing a little bit, because I think when you look at Tennessee, Ohio State, the reason I'm so impressed with Ohio State is because Tennessee does do a couple of things well. I mean, they obviously are a very good running team, but Nico Iamaleava, it's not like he can't throw the ball. It's not like they don't play well defensively. You know what I mean? All these things you expected Tennessee to show, Ohio State shut them down in every single facet. What you saw from Penn State, in my opinion, was SMU saying, oh, we're going to try to run around in the backfield a little bit with our quarterback, use our dual threat. Penn State was like, no thanks. Absolutely shut it down from top to bottom. Never stood a chance.
Yeah, I mean, yes. And that's not a bad SMU team, guys. Like,
no.
What they do is they've gotten down early in games and they fought back. The turn of the game is where Kevin Jennings, it's fourth down in the red area. You could have ran for 5 yards when you needed 1.5, and instead you make a bad throw to the tight end. He gets knocked away, and then Penn State just locked them down.
Real quick, we've got 30 seconds. You look at the matchups coming up in this next round: Texas against Arizona State in the Peach Bowl right here down the street, Ohio State against Oregon in the Rose Bowl, Penn State against Boise in the Fiesta, and then obviously Notre Dame against Georgia. Now, Georgia opened as a favorite in that. Last I checked, they were actually a dog by a half point or a point after those lines opened this weekend. So that's going to be a fun one to watch.
Let me reset this, but I'm seeing it as they're a 1.5 point favorite.
Yes, they opened as a 1.5 point favorite, and it bounced around a little bit.
ESPN still got it as that.
Okay. All right.
Maybe that is changed.
Maybe it rebounded.
No, you're right. It opened as Notre Dame was a favorite.
Okay. All right.
And now they're a point and a half underdog.
Any of those four that you, above all else, you got to see in this
weekend? Well, I think Ohio State Oregon was a classic the first time in Eugene. I don't know way Ohio State played, if that'll change. But I'm going to tell you something. The media has already started their motivation for Kirby.
Yeah.
It's just idiocracy.
Our buddy Emory Hunt.
Emory, I don't know what size. You text Emory dial line, and I want to know what size his shoe is, because he stuck both of those things right in his mouth, and Kirby might make him eat them.
We'll see. We are definitely going to see.